Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Doing just fine, fellas. I appreciate you having me a little bit earlier this week.
Say hello to Trey Johnson, your sponsor, the guy that's writing those giant checks to you.
From HJ Trailer Sales.
Danny, I'm sorry.
I sure appreciate it.
Danny, I apologize for last week. I didn't mean to do anything wrong. I got chastised by my own crew last week. I apologize.
50 recruits on my mind at all times, and I skipped it, man. I'm sorry.
It's my bad.
Listen, turn your volume up. Are you on a phone or are you on the Tie Line app?
I'm on Tie Line.
Okay. Listen, seems like every day we turn around this week, we're hearing about a new recruit. The kid out of Alabama, the three-star receiver, that was one day. The day before that, it was, the DB from, Texas. It's been another big week for the Hogs, right?
Another big week, yeah. But, buddy, I think it's finally winding down here. I truly do. Now, I know as soon as I say that, they're probably going to get 10 commitments today that I'm not ready for. But you know how that works. But I do. I think we finally reached the point of, you kind of have to pump the brakes. I mean, they're going into fall camp here in a few weeks with 23 commitments. Now, a lot of people may not keep up with recruiting, but 23 by mid-July is just, it's staggering.
Nuts.
I've never seen anything like it. It's actually second in the country right now, behind only Duke. Duke has 25 on board. That's just, it's crazy, Baz. But, you know, a few years ago, they kind of moved up the calendar. They allowed kids to start taking official visits immediately after their junior year came to a close. Remember back in the day, you had to wait till the fall. Well, that's no longer the case. So everything moves up, and now you see a bunch of officials in April, May, June. Everything's happening earlier and earlier. June and July are by far the busiest months.
Danny,
that's certainly been reflected.
What's the negative of having, you know, that big of a class and instead of maybe waiting in the fall and maybe trying to get other players? What's the negative of that?
Sure. Well, there's a couple of things. Sometimes you'll see a kid that maybe falls in your lap and you weren't expecting him 6 months ago, if that makes sense. Darius Filon, perfect example.
Remember him? Yeah.
If you're out of spots on signing day and you can get a kid like that, that maybe Alabama processes or drops, you know, not to insinuate they do that sort of thing down in Tuscaloosa, but, you know, stuff like that happens. Somebody might fall through the cracks and you need a spot available for him. Now you're in a really tough position. Maybe have to have some difficult conversations. On the other side of that, it never stops. Even though, you know, you could sit here and say they've got 23 verbal commitments all day, you've still got to go recruit those guys as if they're uncommitted.
Right.
And you see a lot of it kind of, if you're not careful, you can leave the door open. And a lot of other teams, they might look at a long-time commitment and say, hey, you know, they're not showing him the love that they used to, and sneak in there and try to steal one from you. So there's a lot to it, but there's a lot of positives, too. It helps the coaching staff just kind of focus in on that upcoming season and give them a head start for the following recruiting cycle.
We're number seven. One of the reasons we're number seven nationally, number two, I think, in the SEC is because we have 23 recruits and they have a certain amount of stars. And so that will probably check out a little, obviously we'll go a little higher than that, or maybe drop down rather. What would you say right now, if you had to guesstimate, where do you think this class will end up by the time all is said and done?
Good question. I think there's potential to still hit the top 15, which has never happened here at Arkansas. I think, you know, it's going to take some luck. You're going to have to get a guy like Marcus Dill, a four-star defensive lineman, who is, in my opinion, nowhere near a decision. Could take it deep into the fall. You need a guy like that. And then on top of that, you need some of these guys. And the good news is I think this part of it will happen. I think some of your highly rated three stars can move to four. And some of that's already in the works, from what I understand, by the 24/7 Sports national team. I think there's a few guys who have a chance to move up in the rankings, which helps your overall total. So outside of that, if I had to guess, Baz, right now I'd say somewhere between 15 and 18 would be a safe guess. Now, I know that's a big window there. You know, you can hold that against me if you want, but it's really tough to project because I don't cover all the other teams behind them and in front of them. You know what I mean? So a lot of moving parts.
You know what's crazy about that is it usually always is Roger and Justin that and RJ that even though we may be 18th in the country, that we still end up being like sixth or seventh in the SEC, right? I mean, that's
right.
Which is crazy, but that's just the way it is that the recruiting in the SEC, right?
Yeah.
The other thing I was going to ask, too, Justin's in Ohio. It hit me today while it crossed my mind. Have we ever had an outstanding player, an outstanding Razorback, from the state of Ohio. We talked about Florida yesterday and in the different states we recruit in the South. Have we ever had a successful Razorback from the state of Ohio?
There's a couple that come to mind recently. Well, it depends on how you look at this.
Right.
Myron Cunningham was a pretty good player. He's originally from Warren, Ohio, I think.
I recognize the name.
You know, it depends on your definition.
Of successful?
Yeah, right.
We haven't.
I think Neil Armstrong is from Ohio.
But I will say this about the state of Ohio. I mean, obviously they got a ton of recruits. I mean, obviously between Ohio and Michigan, I think they, I don't know where they rank in terms of total numbers, but some pretty good players have come out of Ohio. Yeah.
Speaking of recruits, I want to ask you about one that is slated to go to Texas. I heard tell that a fellow by the name of Arch Manning, and maybe you can speak to this, Danny, because I can't, if he didn't have the last name Manning, he'd be a three-star. As it is right now, he's a five.
Yeah, you know, they go back and forth on that. I don't want to overstep here.
Just your thoughts.
Sure, but in my opinion, number one overall in the country is probably a little bit high. You know, I've been a big fan of Jackson Arnold for a long time now, and I know Arkansas was early on as well. He's a kid out of Denton, Texas, Guyer High School. Currently committed to Oklahoma, has been for several months. If you made me choose between the two, I'm probably going Jackson Arnold. So I don't know exactly where I might have Manning, but you know, there's probably maybe a couple of guys that I would have ahead of him in this year's play.
Yeah, it's funny. I watched a clip of Manning the other day, and somebody was he looked like he was playing like a junior high school team, and that was the league that he plays in. Sometimes doesn't play the toughest competition.
I hadn't seen him, so I don't know. But yeah, I mean,
he's a good looking kid.
I hate that you know that when somebody goes, well, if he wasn't a man, he wouldn't have this, and that may be true. I mean, but if we can use our family's name to help us get into a position, and then we can excel at it if we have that talent. There's that.
You know, I was thinking about it the other day, though, guys. I would imagine the Mannings, they seem like wonderful people.
Yeah,
and
they
very
are.
Real, Baz, you would know. But they seem realistic. And I have to wonder, are they really in love with Arch being number one across the board? I mean, that's a lot that comes with that already.
You know,
with the name that he's got.
But,
man, that's even more added pressure. So,
You
know, I can't even imagine being in that position as an uncle, but I would have to say, man, let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Oh, let me tell you don't think the pressure is going to be huge when he winds up in Austin? It already is. I mean, the expectations are going to be so high.
And him and Sarkisian.
Yeah, that's right. And he's already impacting that class, Danny. I mean, they're already, because of him, he's already getting commitments because of it, right?
Big time. I think they're number four in the country right now. They're doing a really good job within the state of Texas for really the first time in a long time. They're starting to go out and head to head beat the Aggies for several of their top targets there. So they're coming.
For our hate, where our hate factor, I have to go to Justin Moore on this. Justin, if you had between the two, scale of 1 to 10, your hate for Texas versus your hate for Oklahoma.
Oh, Texas by far.
It's not even close. It'd be like Texas is a 10. What would Oklahoma be?
No, not even close.
By five.
I don't even think about Oklahoma. I mean, I could care less about them. I'm just so glad Arch Manning's going to go to Texas and fail there. That's awesome. It's just great. I love it. I haven't been a Manning. Outside of Peyton Manning, I haven't been a Manning fan since the dad.
Archie.
Pulled the stunt with Eli. Archie.
Yes.
When he got drafted and he threw a fit where he got drafted.
I did both of them.
San Diego. I think he was going to go to San Diego.
He didn't do that for
me. I didn't like that. That was a bad look to me. And I've never had any respect for him since. So.
Is that right? You know what? I got called a squirrel by Clint Sterner, well, for that and other reasons, I guess, at one point, because I likened Archie to the Kardashians as far as handling the family and taking care of the family and doing that and telling Eli, you're not going to San Diego.
Yeah, he's too involved.
That was my deal, you know.
Let him be a grown-up.
Well, I'll tell you, they certainly had some amazing results, you know, and that's why the expectations are so high. I can't imagine the expectations.
Eli's record is 500.
But that's not what you remember.
You know, that's not what
it's
you
like
remember.
David Ortiz. It's like Justin was talking about David Ortiz. You remember the clutch foes in the Super Bowl and two MVPs.
I know it's one of those things where the only playoff wins he has are the years that he won. I think the only time he's been in the Super Bowl, I know you're going to say, well, that's all you got to do.
Right.
I think the only time he was ever in the playoffs was the 2 years that he won the Super Bowl. Other than that.
Right.
I've got a question.
Yes.
What does he have to do to be considered being successful?
I think get him into the
win a national championship.
Oh, get him there. Get him there. Yeah, whether they win or not, I think that would be the ultimate.
Because his uncles didn't do it. I mean,
listen, you know, they didn't win the Heisman.
Eli went to his Ole daddy's Miss. Old school, yeah. and Peyton, I think at the time, we thought maybe it was because he didn't want to be underneath that
that's
shadow.
Right. That's right.
You know?
And I'll tell you what,
but he also had a
Texas expects to be in the national championship conversation. That's where they feel like they belong. I get it. And that's what they're expecting.
back in the Southwest Conference days, they were.
They were. That's right. They're royal. They certainly were. And Mac Brown got them a national championship. But they have not been it. You're right. We whipped their tail last year, which was fun. By the way, that was Trey Johnson of HJ Trailer Sales. And Danny, thanks as always. I don't know what you got going on, but I hope you have a great weekend, brother.
Yes, sir. Good luck to you boys tonight. I'll be watching.
Thank you, Danny.